I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, police arrest one of the main suspects in the murder of Oblogo chief. 7-year-old boy killed by rainstorm in Dangbe West District. MPP parliamentary aspirant for Tang and 5 others arrested for alleged registration violence granted bail. Malawian President Joyce Banda seeks external support to rebuild country. And Shining Path rebels in Peru demand $10 million ransom for release of captured gas workers. The news in detail. One of the main suspects in the murder of a rival Oblogo chief, Ni Kweku Bibini, has been arrested. The suspect, Ibrahim Layi, 36, was arrested at his hideout by the Wager police following a tip-off and has been handed over to the homicide unit of the CID for further investigations. Layi's arrest brings to 7 the number of suspects arrested in connection with the murder. The Deputy Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Teteyohunu, said an eyewitness account has it that during the attack on the late chief, one Tawia, who was holding a gun, was ordered by his fellow assailants to shoot the chief, but Tawia could not. Later, Ibrahim was heard boasting that when he realized that Tawia was reluctant to fire the gun, he took it from him and shot the chief. After the act, the assailants used machetes to dismember his body. DCOP Yohunu said investigations so far conducted indicate that 3 out of the 6 suspects who were initially arrested have been hired by the late chief to help with the rebuilding of his palace, which was completely burnt down. They have subsequently been released. A severe rainstorm has hit parts of Ningo in the Dangwe West district, claiming the life of a 7-year-old pupil and injuring several others. Property costing thousands of cedis were also lost to the storm. The MP for the area, E.T. Mensah, has visited the victims and assured them of government assistance to help bring their lives to normalcy. Justice Mingle accompanied the MP on the tour and has filed this report.
Mr. Mensah, who is also the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, visited the area in the company of the Dangbe West District Chief Executive, Emmanuel Lati, and the district's NADMO coordinator, Ebenezer Jackley. Areas visited included Mango Chonya, Aitipa, Ponguno, Lekponguno, and Chopoli. The severest hit was Mango Chonya, which had some building collapsing and the roof of the local basic school and teachers' bungalow ripped off. Mr. Mensah also visited the bereaved family of a 7-year-old boy, Master Bentete, who was killed when the building in which he was sleeping collapsed on him. Mr. Mensah paid his last respects to the boy, who had been laid in state prior to burial. At Ponguno and Lekponguno, the damage to property was equally extensive. At Chopoli, the Mozamadisco Christo Church had its roof ripped off, and victims were seen salvaging their property. Mr. Mensah urged the communities to grow more trees to serve as windbreaks to forestall a recurrence of the disaster. He assured them of NADMO's assistance.
We have the information now. We have seen what is on the ground. So the people who are the operatives are here with us. And from here, they are going to put together detailed information about who and where we need to address and then once we have the information, we'll give it to. If they cannot handle at the district level because of the size of the problem, then we will talk to the regional as well as the national to come in. You know, we have to, they need to give some relief items. We have to provide them with roofing sheets and re-roof all the houses. And we was something that I saw in Poguno. For me, it was, you know, something that didn't happen. That school scored the highest in BC to the extent that people in that school, some got angry sex. Their roofs have been ripped off, and they were studying under trees. And we need to do something about it. The KG is also gone. So these are things that we want to work on immediately.
MP for Ningo Pram Pram and Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, ending that report by Justice Mingo. President John Evans Atta-Mills has assured the U.S. congressional delegation that the government will judiciously use all the financial and other assistance it gets from the United States. Government is also determined to ensure that this year's election is peaceful, transparent, free and fair. President Mills said government will leave no stone unturned to enhance Ghana's enviable democratic credentials.
We believe in good governance and in the rule of law. And indeed, we as Ghanaians know that we have democratic credentials to defend and want to assure you that in whatever we do, we want to think about what is in the best interest of our dear nation and how we can promote and enhance our membership of the democratic society. We very much value and cherish our relationship with the U.S. We are also grateful to the United States for the kind of financial assistance and other forms of assistance that we have been enjoying, particularly the Partnership for Growth and also the Millennium Challenge Corporation account. We are built to enjoy the second compact beginning this year.
President Mills asked the congressman not to lose hope in Africa in spite of the military takeover in Mali. He said with international support and cooperation, some of these challenges can be addressed.
We have certain challenges, the latest being Mali, but I believe that with international support and concerted efforts, we should be able to overcome the problem. Clearly, Africa is making some progress in all directions, and we believe that with the encouragement and support of friends such as you, we should be able to show the world that the African can also stand on his or her own.
President Mills. The leader of the U.S. congressional delegation, Jim Inhofe, said the U.S. will continue to support the Ghana Armed Forces in the areas of training and equipment. He said Ghana continues to be a shining example to many nations.
It's well known that you have the best and the most modern and efficient military. I want to tell you that how proud we are of what you've done in Ghana. I mean, when you look at the people looking for opportunities here to invest, opportunities to know that they're dealing with a stable government, opportunities that have the full force and effect of the administration along with the people, very pro-American country, has been for quite some time, and you have served as a model or in your elections on many African nations.
U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has asked critics of the government who say nothing has been done since 2009 to get copies of the book on the unprecedented achievements of the government. The 87-page book gives an overview of the Better Ghana agenda. Launching the book at the castle in Accra, Vice President Mahama admitted that the achievements are too enormous to be contained in a single document.
The president began his regional tours, and what people don't realize that on those tours he was not able to visit more than 2, 3, maximum 4 districts. And so what people saw audiovisually in terms of commissioning and shortcuttings and all the various projects were just a minuscule proportion of the work that had been done. The same limitations, you know, make it impossible to capture everything that has been done in this overview. And so that's why the sub-documents produced used by the districts themselves, giving an overview of what they have done within their districts. We'll give a fuller picture. If you read this book and you find impressive what this government has done in 3.5 years, then I'll just use the common American phrase to tell you that post-2013 to 2016, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Vice President Mahama said the book is part of the government's honest, transparent and accountable governance promised to the people. He described the book as a report sheet which the people will use to judge the government.
Every 4 years we have to go to the people and we have to tell them what we can do for them within the period of the term of office of governance. And I think that before you go to the next election, it is your duty to account to the people, you know, what you have executed with the mandate they gave us. And so for me, this is more accounting to the people than just a campaign document. If it wins us more votes, that's a bonus. You know, but the primary aim is to tell the people what we've been doing with their mandate for the last 3.5 years. This is a report sheet on which we wish to be judged by the Ghanaian people. We produced a manifesto and we have achieved as much as humanly possible. You can't achieve 100% on the manifesto because of some conditions you meet. But to a large extent, I believe that if you wrote a report card on the NDC young man in school, he would achieve excellent, you know, in the work that he has done over the 3.5 years.
Vice President John Mahama. A member of the government's communication team, Stan Dugby, says he is optimistic that the Green Book will convince the people of government's achievements. Mr. Dugby was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
The key tenets of governance as espoused and being practiced by His Excellency President Mills is accountability. You must not shy away from going back to the people who you are working for or serving and accounting for your stewardship. And what government is doing is that we would not fear going back to the people with the facts as to what we have done.
So from what we have in the Green Book, can you say that government has really lived up to all that it said it would do with its manifesto?
No government is able to implement this manifesto 100%. What government can say is that you are executing what you said you are going to execute. We have just been in government for 3 years and a couple of months, and over that 3 years, we're saying that when you take the four thematic areas, which broadly should encapsulate what development should be about, if you're investing in educational infrastructure, it means that you're providing opportunity for the younger ones to go through education and become relevant human resource for this country. If you are investing in health infrastructure, it means that you are making it easy for people to access health facilities any time that they, for any reason or the other, fell ill. Then the cycle continues so that once the economy improves, it leads to better living standards for the people. And we have given in this book clear manifestations of what we have been able to do under the constraints and despite the challenges over the last 3 years.
Stan, you might have heard this on a regular basis. Sometimes when you ask questions about it, it appears to be a deja vu. People will say that, oh, all has been said, and yet we don't feel it in our pockets. You might have heard of it.
How do you feel it in your pocket? Our inflation has been at a single digit level for a long time now. What does that mean? That invariably means that you have the rate of increase of prices is slower. It means that you have a lot more resources in your pocket.
A member of the government communication team, Stan Dugby, talking to Kingsley Oventure. Meanwhile, an aide to NPP presidential candidate Abu Jinapo says the publication of the Green Book is an indication that President Mills' administration has failed to deliver on its campaign promises. Speaking to Kingsley Oventure on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, Mr. Jinapo said that the people of Ghana are discerning and do not need any book to know the achievements of the government.
First of all of these efforts, this struggle, spending of money on publication of books is clearly an indication of a government that has failed. It's an indication of a government that is sinking and clinging to straws. Because clearly, all of the things that they are talking about in their book and talking to us about, if government had indeed been able to achieve all that they are talking about, a teacher in Bukugu Yoyo feels that this government, upon assumption of office, has been able to implement policies which has lifted his standard of living. The Mills administration, which in 2008 promised the people of this country that if they were voted into office, they were going to ensure that National Health Insurance Scheme, the payment, the premium for National Health Insurance Scheme became a one-time premium. 4 years after the assumption of the Mills administration, as we speak today, that promise has been palpably broken. If the government had done that, the good people of this country would not need them to publish a book. The government that promised the people of the three northern regions and the Volta region that they were going to establish a Savannah Accelerated Development Authority with a seed capital of 200 million Ghana cedis and a yearly contribution of 100 million Ghana cedis, of which by now the amount of money that should have accrued to the accounts of SADC should be in the neighborhood of about 500 million Ghana cedis, which government has woefully failed to fulfill that promise. Bro, happen in Upper Volta. I will not need any book. President Mills, in very unequivocal terms, promised the people of northern region that he was going to transform the Tamale Airport to a Tamale International Airport.
You said you don't need any book to talk about the achievements you've chalked up over the years. Did the MPP not also come up with a publication talking about what it managed to do with its first term when it was talking about continuation?
Whatever the history of our country has been, my point, and that is the position of my campaign, the Akufo-Addo campaign, is that if government has delivered what in law we call res ipsa lepitae, the matter speaks for itself. What government has done should be able to speak for itself. And like I was indicating, if government was able to walk its talk of upgrading the Tamale Airport to a Tamale International Airport, it will not take government to publish a book for the people to know.
That was an aide to the NPP presidential candidate, Abuja Napo, talking to Kingsley Obenchere. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: police arrest one of the main suspects in the murder of Oblogo chief. 7-year-old boy killed by rainstorm in Dangwe West district. NPP parliamentary aspirant for Tying and 5 others arrested for alleged registration violence, granted bail. Malawian President Joyce Banda seeks external support to rebuild country. And Shining Path rebels in Peru demand $10 million ransom for release of captured gas workers. Vice President John Dramani Mahama is leading a government delegation to China to deliver a special message from President John Evans Atta Mills to President Hu Jintao. Apart from the message, Vice President Mahama would also oversee the signing of the subsidiary agreement under the China Development Bank Master Facility Agreement. A statement signed by the spokesperson for the Vice President, John Jinapo, said he would also hold high-level discussion with the China Development Bank on the operational framework for the disbursement of the bank's loan to Ghana. The NPP parliamentary candidate for Tying, Charles Akugrimba, and 5 others were arrested for their alleged involvement in disturbances in connection with the ongoing biometric voters registration, which left one person injured, have been granted police inquiry bail as further investigations continue. The Bonaf Regional Police Commander, DCOP Robert Ayalingo, announced this at a media briefing in Sunyai. We bring you a news desk report.
According to the police, the suspect intercepted a vehicle which was transporting an injured person, Divine Mensah, an NDC agent at Sabi Registration Center, who was stabbed in the neck and chest and had been referred from the Bandar Hinkro Clinic to the Wenchi Methodist Hospital. They then subjected the victim and others on board to beatings. DCOP Ayalingo said the MPP parliamentary aspirant and his allies are also believed to be shielding the prime suspect, Babasina, who stabbed Divine Mensah. The victim has since been treated and discharged from the Wenchi Methodist Hospital. Meanwhile, the police command is detaining the victim for further investigations. According to the regional police boss, the victim, Divine Mensah, allegedly returned to Sabie on a motorbike after he was discharged from the hospital, armed, and proceeded to shooting indiscriminately into the air in search of his assailant. DCOP Ayalingo continued that the chief of Sabie, who revealed this to the police, said he mobilized some people to disarm Mensah. The police commander stressed that his outfit will not leave any stone unturned in ensuring peace and stability in the region. He said the police have a mandate to protect life and property, and therefore anyone found flouting the law will be seriously dealt with.
A news desk report. In a bid to reduce post-harvest losses in cowpea production, a non-chemical storage method has been introduced. The method, known as the Purdue Improved Crop Storage, PICS, is an effective way of protecting stored cowpea from destruction by weevils. Speaking at a conference to round up the PICS implementation in Accra, the former national coordinator of the PICS, Dr. John Edukumi, said the adoption of improved storage bags will help alleviate poverty because farmers will not experience post-harvest losses. Georgette Cole and Linda Nyam sat in for Radio Ghana and have filed this report.
The Purdue Improved Cowpea Storage, PICS, is a five-year project to improve cowpea storage in West and Central Africa. It is designed to demonstrate the most effective way of preserving cowpea and other grains in non-chemicalized bags. Dr. John Edukumi noted that the bags will not only add value to the produce of farmers, but also prevent sickness due to ill storage.
It's a project targeted at storing cowpea without the use of chemicals. So there is a three-layer bag called the PICS bag, and when you store products in that bag, you let out air of the bag, and then the weevils will die or they will remain dormant for a very long time so that they don't damage whatever products you put into the bag. It is this technology that has been done and it's working very well, especially in the northern part of Ghana.
A business consultant for PICS in charge of the supply chain, Eric Kwanchi, advised farmers to patronize PICS bags to reduce storage costs.
We have certain certifications, and once they are produced, we test the bags at a factory level to ensure that they meet those specifications before even they come out of the factory, because the technology works with the specifications that the bags come with. So we make sure that it goes through quality control checks before they come out, and there are no chemicals actually applied to the bag, and the bag is far cheaper than even the chemicals that they were using, because with the chemicals you don't need to buy only once. Even to store your crop for 3 months, you need to buy about 5 times of the chemical, which was costing equally 2 cedis 50 pesos for just one test of the chemical. The introductory price was 2 cedis 50 pesos, which was very economical and very cheap for the farmers, and they can use it 2 or 3 times in a season. We want to encourage all those into storage of crops, into sale of crops, into distribution of crops, to actually use this simple technology.
The project is a collaborative effort of International Agricultural Research Centers, Development NGOs, and the National Agricultural Research Institutes.
A report was filed by Georgette Cole and Linda Nyam. The Lands Commission has come under attack for the alleged sale of state lands. The most recent is the demonstration by the Gadangwe youth, who still accuse the Lands Commission of selling state lands. They particularly cite a piece of land given to the Ghana International School as an example. The director of the Lands Commission, Dr. Damilabi, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the commission does not sell lands, but only regulate and manage them. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
The Lands Commission is a constitutionally created body that is charged with the management of state lands. It is also charged with ensuring that there is proper mechanism for land registration throughout the country. It is also mandated to advise government on policy with respect to land use and capability. And then it also handles, at the moment, under the new Lands Commission Act, the Lands Commission now handles land registration, land valuation, and then survey and mapping services in the country.
The commission has come under a lot of attack for supposedly selling lands. Is that true?
The commission does not sell lands. The commission manages public lands on behalf of residents, in whom all public lands are vested in the interest of the people of Ghana.
Director of the Lands Commission, Dr. Damilabi, talking to Gloria Anderson. An educationist, Nelson Yawusu, says the country will lag behind if efforts on the advancement of ICT are not stepped up. He said ICT plays a major role in the development process of a country, hence the need for every individual to acquire knowledge in the field. Mr. Usu was speaking at the launch of the second speech and prize giving day of Joy Academy at English Yamanfrum in the Central Region. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Owusu, who is the proprietor of the school, stressed the importance of ICT to the Ghanaian child. He said, ICT is an examinable subject at the basic school level, and it is the dream of management to ensure that every child in a class has access to a computer. Mr. Owusu charged teachers to keep an eye on children who use computer to know which internet sites they visit. The head teacher, Stanley Samba, said, the school, which began 14 years ago with 7 pupils, now has 400 from preschool to the junior school. He said, the school has introduced computer training and other subjects to help students undergo progressive transformation. Mr. Samba said, computer laboratory and other ongoing infrastructure development is to make the school more conducive for learning. The guest speaker, Mrs. Eric Owusu, said, the time has come for Ghanaian children to be fully equipped with knowledge in information technology to make them more marketable. She urged teachers to collaborate with parents to discover and develop the talents and potentials in children to help them face the challenges of life in future. Mrs. Owusu stressed on discipline, which she said is a key component in education. She advised parents to inculcate good morals in their children, ensure decency, honesty and sincerity at the early stages of their life. The PTA chairman, Justice Amankwa Ejay, said the association supported in the construction of a computer laboratory and a classroom block for the nursery.
That was the news desk report. Members of the Ghana Union of Professional Students Groups have been asked to join the crusade of advocating peaceful elections this year. This they can do by advising politicians to be mindful of their utterances and the youth to respect the rule of law. A pastor at the Abosso Kind Worship Center of the Church of Pentecost, Maxwell Dubofo, said this at the launch of the 10th week celebration of GOOPS in Accra. Here is a report by Sandra Danso.
Student Week celebration is usually associated with flute, beach party and debates. However, GAFS this year focused on promoting peace in election 2012. Pastor Dubofo appreciated the fact that the country has had successful elections over the years. He noted that the peace in the country must be maintained and it is necessary for students to play their role in achieving this goal. Pastor Dubofo asked GAFS to prevail on political party leaders to avoid insults and acts that can lead to conflict in the country. They can also educate people to understand the various stages of the electoral process, such as political campaign, voting and counting of results. He said they should also extend their role to the state security agencies by encouraging them to maintain law and order without fear or favor. The president of GAFS, Louisa Atajiman, said there's a need for the students to sensitize the society to the negative effects of tension, tribalism, insults and intolerance. She called on electronic media to showcase the effects that intolerance and violence have had on other countries in order to educate people not to create tension in the country.
Sandra Danso reporting. On the international front, Malawian President Joyce Banda has asked Britain and the US to resume funding as she moves to heal breaches created by the late President Bingu wa Mutharika. Barely 3 days after she was sworn in on Saturday, Mrs. Banda has already spoken to U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Britain's Parliamentary Undersecretary of State at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, Henry Bellingham. She assured them of her personal commitment to ensuring that the government of Malawi addresses issues that negatively affected their relations. Officials in Peru say Shining Path rebels who kidnapped a group of gas workers in the south are demanding a $10 million ransom for their release. They are also demanding explosive detonators and other equipment from energy companies operating in the remote jungle region. There is uncertainty about the number of workers being held. Some reports say there are as many as 40 hostages, while others say all but 8 have been freed. The UN Security Council has urged Syria's leaders to fundamentally change course more than 24 hours before a ceasefire is due to take effect. Expressing deep concern over a report by Envoy Kofi Annan, the Security Council said it is essential to see visible signs of change in Syria's military posture. Mr. Annan told the Council that military operations are continuing against civilian targets. Now Jennifer Dulabi presents editorials of today's papers.
The finder charges the Ministry of Information to quickly lay the film bill before Parliament to ensure the regulation of the industry. The paper is not happy that after the former sector minister John Tia Kologo promised Ghanaians 2 years ago that his ministry was going to lay the bill before Parliament, nothing has been heard since. It is the hope of the finder that the new sector minister, Fritz Bafo, will act expeditiously to ensure the passage of the bill to save Ghanaians the trouble of watching films with pornographic content on a daily basis. The Ghanaian Times waits until the debate on the closure of 50 children's homes in the country for operating under unacceptable conditions to the Times, while the provision of such facilities by individuals and organizations relieves government of financial pressure, the conditions under which most of these orphanages operate leaves much to be desired. It is in this regard that the paper congratulates the Department of Social Welfare on taking an important decision that borders on the future of innocent children whose only crime is to find themselves in deplorable conditions they played no part in creating. 17 people have so far died from the cholera outbreak, and the Daily Graphic is obviously not happy with this trend, describing it as a perennial canker. The paper believes the time has come for the authorities to walk the talk to end the annual ritual, while urging the Accra Metropolitan Assembly to step up its activities and deal with the problem. The Daily Graphic says Ghanaians also have a responsibility to respect regulations on sanitation. And those were editorials of the papers presented by Jennifer Adulabi.
To end the news, the main points again. Police have arrested one of the main suspects in the murder of a rival Oblogo chief. Ibrahim Layi, 36, was arrested by the Weja police at his hideout following a tip-off and has been handed over to the homicide unit of the CID for further investigations. A 7-year-old boy, Bentete, has been killed by a rainstorm which hit parts of Nyingo in the Dangwe West District. Property costing thousands of CDs were also lost to the storm. The NP, E.T. Mensah, has visited the victims and assured them of government assistance to help bring their lives to normalcy. And Malawian President Joyce Banda has asked Britain and the U.S. to resume funding to rebuild the country. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.